Reporter Mark Sappenfield worked with an Afghan journalist, whose anonymity we've preserved for safety reasons, on a story that offers an up-close window on what one source calls the systematic exclusion of women from a society that's back under Taliban rule. Memories of life before, in a period of relative liberation that ended 5 years ago, help sustain the women they profile. Women are centered in two more of our Saturday offerings. Donald Keough talks to the director of Pomegranate, a film about a young liberal Iraqi woman wrestling with cultural norms and political ideals. And Kendra Nordine Beato sizes up the fifth iteration of women's pro baseball in the United States. We've also got a weekend listen for you. Dan Snyder was the Monitor's Moscow correspondent 35 years ago next week when Kremlin hardliners moved to unseat Mikhail Gorbachev just months before the Soviet Union would dissolve. Dan joins me on our Why We Wrote This podcast to recall that era and his work. Here's an excerpt with Dan describing deadline pressure and what it meant for how he shaped his stories. You can find the full episode at csmonitor.com/why-we-wrote-this.
Because we had these early deadlines, and in Moscow that meant that my story had to be filed by 4 o'clock in the afternoon was the absolute deadline. So often I was writing in the midst of a stream of events, and I had to take a leap and try and look ahead, write the second day story on the first day, because I was competing with people who had 8 more hours in the day, at least, to follow events. So we were compelled, in a way, to take an analytical approach to try and get beyond the immediate news. At the same time, we did a lot of just straight-up news reporting. And I always felt like, you know, we could hold our own against everybody, pretty much. But as I said, I think that it forced you to sort of think, well, what does this mean? Okay, here's an event. You can report an event. This happened. The forces moved here. Someone said this. But what does it mean?
It's Saturday, August 15th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, August 18th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or to our app for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Here are today's Monitor stories. Human rights advocates say women and girls in Afghanistan have again seen most of their basic human rights taken away. These accounts from two Afghan women offer a glimpse of what life is like under Taliban rule. Mark Sappenfield reports for the Monitor. Watch for another story Monday by Dominique Sogel on Afghan women living abroad who are not giving up on hope for change. As interest and investment in women's sports surges worldwide, a new league of their own steps up to the plate in the U.S., the Women's Pro Baseball League. Kendra Nordine Beato reports from Springfield, Illinois for the Monitor. Europe's drought and falling river levels are having more than an economic and environmental impact across the continent. It's cultural, too, prompting Europeans to consider how waterways shape communities, economies, and sense of place. Colette Davidson and Dominique Sogel report from Le Mans, France, and Basel, Switzerland, for The Monitor. William Namu wrote a story about a young Muslim woman who moves to a Chaldean Christian neighborhood in Detroit. The film reflects political and social tensions within that community, but also showcases its humor and grace. Donald Keough reports for The Monitor. The Hardest, Longest Race takes readers on a wild jaunt across the country on roads that could hardly live up to the name. With its hairpin turns and madcap improvisations, the odyssey at the book's center can seem, says our reviewer, like something sketched out by Jules Verne. Contributor Danny Heitman writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.